I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. One of the most touching lines in Noah Baumbach's remarkable new movie, Greenberg, is an announcement by the wistful young heroine, Florence Marr, "I've got to stop doing things just because they feel good." This is a performance of Heartbreaking Delicacy by Greta Gerwig, but there's no evidence that Florence feels good about anything. She feels bad about herself and anxious about an emerging love affair with Roger Greenberg, a middle-aging misanthrope who's played with absolutely intransigent brilliance by Ben Stiller. Everything's relative, of course. Florence is joyous compared to Roger. He's a former musician whose anger at the world is matched only by his narcissism. Yet the wonder of the film is how good it makes us feel. Greenberg scintillates with intelligence, razor's edge humor, and austere empathy for its struggling lovers. This is a new departure for Noah Baumbach, even though he might seem to be working the same territory of neurotic dysfunction and mutual need that he explored sometimes relentlessly in The Squid and the Whale and Margot at the Wedding. What's new is a combination of warmth and reserve. The film is a real romance, however tortured, yet it's tough-minded and confidently self-contained. The setting is Los Angeles, and the movie nails L.A.'s physical and spiritual sprawl. Florence works as a personal assistant to Roger's brother, Philip, who lives with his wife and kids in the Hollywood Hills. When they go off on vacation to Vietnam, Florence stays behind to care for their German shepherd, Mahler, and to give Roger whatever help he may need. He's newly arrived from New York via a mental institution that was treating him for depression. Of the ménage à trois that forms in the family's absence, Mahler proves to be the most stable member, and even he comes down with an autoimmune disease that lands him at the vet's. Greenberg is a love story, yes, but it's also a tale of two people adrift in separate currents, constantly sinking and bobbing to the surface like synchro swimmers out of sync. Florence Marr's judgment is pretty awful when it comes to men in general, but it's potentially disastrous when it comes to this one. She can't understand why Roger lets her into his life, then brutally ejects her, not once, but repeatedly. Greta Gerwig's performance is extraordinary, always nuanced, commandingly tender. But the movie's title is Greenberg, not Marr, and Ben Stiller commands a kind of awe in his refusal to clothe the naked hostility of a character who suffers from the autoimmune disease of self-loathing. Rhys Ivans plays Ivan, a former bandmate Roger seeks out in L.A. Ivan comes on quietly, but he finally gets his own turn at eloquent anger, and Ivans rises powerfully to the occasion. Noah Baumbach's wife, Jennifer Jason Leigh, is attractive and understated as Beth, Roger's old flame. A movie with an off-putting hero represents a huge risk, and a bet that we'll be willing to stay with Roger until things take a turn for the better. The bet pays off beautifully, not because the hero is revealed to be nice, but because he reveals himself to be human in a series of startling rages and astonishing monologues that lead to a lovely climax. Roger delivers one monologue to Florence's phone mail and another to a bunch of heedless 20-something kids at a party. It's a poignant expression of mortality by a man who's finally growing into his life. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.